This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
FNB brings you hashtag help yourself, a financial education program. FNB is a division of First Rand Bank Limited.
Well, this is very important because it's time to hashtag help yourself with FNB. This month, we're learning all about buying and owning a car. Last week, we spoke about financing a vehicle. This week, we're talking about the importance of maintaining your vehicle. We're joined by Given Siyakadzi, FNB consumer educator, Gauteng. Given, it's always wonderful talking to you. Thank you so much for your time.
Good afternoon, Pabi. Good afternoon to all the listeners, and so good to be back.
Yes. So let's begin by unpacking exactly what we mean when we talk about vehicle maintenance.
You know, it's like going to a doctor for regular checkups to stay healthy. So regular car maintenance is very important if you want to keep your car in a good condition to prevent costly repairs. Every vehicle comes with an owner's manual, which outlines the manufacturer's maintenance schedule, telling you when certain services such as oil changes, tire rotations, and brake inspections should be performed. If you want to keep your car in good condition, more especially if you plan on selling it one day, it's very important to adhere to this schedule. Likewise, when buying a pre-owned car, you want to make sure that the car has a full service history, which shows whether the car has been serviced in line with the manufacturer's specifications. These services include a series of routine maintenance tasks and inspections, to make sure your car operates efficiently and safely. It is giving your car a checkup and fixing potential issues before they become serious.
What sort of things does a routine service include?
There's lots, Bobby. So a typical car service might include the following: an oil change. This involves changing the engine oil and replacing the oil filter to keep the engine properly lubricated. It involves checking and topping up various fluids, including coolant, brake fluid, power steering fluid, and windshield washer fluid. That's checking tire pressure, inspecting the tread and wear, and rotating the tires to ensure even wear and improve their lifespan. It includes checking the brake system, including brake pads, discs, and fluid levels. It's inspecting the battery for corrosion and voltage. It includes replacing the engine air filter, the belts, the hoses, and wiper blades. It's checking the suspension system and steering components, making sure that all lights, including headlights, brake lights and indicators, are working perfectly. Examining the exhaust system for leaks, rust, and damage to make sure it's working properly. Adjusting different engine components to make sure the engine is working smoothly. And lastly, using the diagnostic tools to check for any error codes or issues in the car's electronic system.
Servicing your car can be quite expensive, Given. So tell us about warranties that can help you cover the costs of service.
Definitely. A warranty is a contract between the vehicle owner and the manufacturer or third-party provider, promising to cover the cost of a certain repairs and services for a specific time or mileage. They are designed to provide peace of mind to the vehicle owner by offering financial protection against unexpected mechanical failures. Now, there are two main types of a vehicle warranty. There's the manufacturer's warranty and extended warranty. Now, a new car warranty covers the cost of repairs for a specified period, often includes a comprehensive warranty covering various components and a powertrain warranty focusing on essential engine and transmission components. When a used car is designated as a certified pre-owned by the manufacturer, it often comes with an extended warranty, offering additional coverage beyond the original new car warranty. An extended warranty is an additional warranty that can be bought separately from the manufacturer or dealership. They can extend coverage beyond the original warranty period and often cover a range of components like the original warranty. They usually have limits on the duration in years and mileage. For example, a warranty might cover the vehicle for 3 years or 60,000 kilometers, whichever comes first. Now, warranties usually have specific exclusions, such as wear and tear items. Examples will be brake pads and tires. There's also routine maintenance and damage caused by accidents and neglect. Now, some warranties can be transferred to a new owner if the vehicle is sold, enhancing its resale value. Lastly, and they often specify where repairs can be performed and may require pre-authorization for covered repairs.
It's very interesting. So you can't just choose to service your car wherever you like.
Well, you can usually choose where to service your car. Franchise the dealership often recommend getting your car serviced at their service centers. Mm. It's a good idea to check your vehicle's owner's manual for any recommendation or requirement from the manufacturers regarding maintenance and services. If your car is still under warranty, review the warranty terms and conditions. Some warranties may require maintenance and repairs to be performed by authorized service centers to remain valid. In case, if you take your car to an unauthorized mechanic for a service, your warranty cover may be compromised. Mm. If your car is no longer under warranty, or there are no specified exclusions, then you can choose to service a service center or mechanic with qualified and experienced technicians that will conveniently be located near your home or your workplace. Now, do not forget to compare the cost of services at different locations. Dealerships out there may be more expensive than independent service centers, which often offer competitive pricing. Also, some manufacturers and dealerships specify the use of genuine parts for repair, while independent service centers may offer aftermarket or third-party parts. Now, using genuine parts can be a consideration, especially if your car is still under warranty. Dear listener, Bobby, no matter where you choose to service your car, keep detailed records of your car service history, including receipts and documentation of a service performed. Lastly, you have the right to choose where you service your car. If it complies with any warranty requirements and local regulations, now whether you opt for a dealership service center, an independent garage, or a certified mechanic, make sure the chosen service provider is reputable, uses quality parts, and adheres to the manufacturer's specifications.
Well, that's very good information, and we really are in line with our objective here for Help Yourself with F&B, learning about buying and owning a car and the importance of maintaining your vehicle. Good information to go into the weekend with F&B consumer educator Gauteng Givensiakatsi. Thanks once again.
Great, I appreciate it. You have yourself a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Hashtag Help Yourself is a financial education program brought to you by FNB, a division of First Rand Bank Limited.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.